Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
We are great.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, John. Happy Friday.
Yes, finally.
You sound ecstatic that it's Friday.
I am ecstatic.
You are.
Fridays are awesome.
Fridays are ecstatic.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, thanks. How is the movie world going this weekend?
Oh, it's good. We have some movies opening up today. There's Fearless, who is Jet Li's new movie.
Uh-huh.
We haven't seen it, but it has to be better than The Protector, which we talked about before.
Oh, right.
And, of course, we have Jackass number 2, which you can tell what that's about. And All the King's Men we're going to talk about, and Flyboys.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Yes, All the King's Men. This one is actually about the social and political turmoil in an undeveloped, uncivilized third world country known as Louisiana. Take that, LSU. That's what you get for beating us so bad.
The movie is a remake of a movie from the 1940s, and it's loosely based on the life of Huey Long, who apparently was a politician in Louisiana back then. And if you're like us, you're probably wondering, why should we be interested in seeing a movie about a politician from nearly 60 years ago? Well, Jenny, after seeing this movie, we have no idea why.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It does star some pretty big names, though. It has Sean Penn, Jude Law, Anthony Hopkins, and Kate Winslet. And it's all about the rise and fall of a guy who, of course, is played by Sean Penn, who goes from being the treasurer of a small town to becoming the governor of Louisiana. And he goes from being concerned about the common man to being concerned only about keeping his power.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like watching a politician get corrupted.
It is.
Yeah, it's definitely got some colorful characters, definitely a powerful cast. The settings in this for 1940s Louisiana are very authentic looking and all, but it is a bit of a snooze fest, Jenny.
Oh, no. You were able to take a nap in the midst.
Yeah. It reminded me so much of like a network television miniseries. You know, it's just painfully long. There's kind of no real point to the story, which is hard to follow. And I think the story might be hard to follow because the dialogue is so hard to follow. Sean Penn definitely puts on a show, but I couldn't understand a word he said.
Oh,
yeah, he actually made more sense to me as Spicoli, I think, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, hey, that was a beautiful performance.
Yes, it was. It was fantastic.
You know, in fact, Jenny, because this movie made no sense, a bunch of us actually sat around after we watched it and tried to figure out if there was some big twist or something that we all missed that would have made the movie more interesting. I don't think there was. It was just plain boring. And I really think this movie was more about giving the stars big acting parts than giving us a great movie. So on our movie night traffic light, we rate All the King's Men a red.
Oh,
this one is not good.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's next?
The other one is Flyboys, which is, of course, genetically engineered superheroes from the future, part fly, part boy.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, good, because I...
Actually, Jenny, Flyboys, they're pilots. And the movie is set back in World War I days, and it's based on a true story about the U.S. men who volunteered to fly for the French before we got into the war.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
And you know what's really amazing, though? These guys were flying in combat only about 10 years after the airplane was even invented. And the movie stars James Franco, if you remember him from Annapolis and Spider-Man, and Jean Renault from Da Vinci Code and Pink Panther, and it shows a whole lot of flying scenes and dogfights, you know, kind of like the Red Baron kind of flying.
Okay.
And it's mixed in with kind of a boring romance and a lot of war drama.
Yeah, maybe about a war where the French actually do some fighting and not buying it, Hollywood. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, just like the preview suggests in this, the flying scenes are absolutely amazing, Jenny. I mean, it's like an IMAX experience or something, just very cool to see. The rest of it is kind of just okay. It's a little long. I wasn't too much into the story. And even though the flying is really cool to watch, it's really hard to follow. You can't really tell who is shooting whom in this. So I think that sucks a little bit of the excitement out of it.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, since it is based on a real story, you're going to have to watch a whole lot of the good guys die. And it doesn't have much of a compelling ending. It's a bit of a letdown. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate the Flyboys. This one's a yellow.
Oh.
It has great flying scenes. It just doesn't have the best story.
Kind of the depressing war feeling to it.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that. I actually went and saw The Last Kiss.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We did too, at your behest. What did you think?
What did you guys think? You know, for me, I'm 29 years old. So,
characters...
You've been 29 for 8 years, haven't you?
No, I really am 29.
I know.
So... So the characters, I cried a lot.
Yeah, I think it was brutally realistic.
Yes, it was, and the acting was wonderful.
It was.
The colors and, you know, this whole setting was, it was hard to watch because it was so realistic and you're watching people go through these things that we've all been through and we can all relate to. And I thought it was, and I was disappointed. The one thing that disappointed me was there were a bajillion songs on that soundtrack that were not in the movie.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that strange?
I thought that was really strange. But, you know, that wasn't Zach Braff's film, actually. He just acted in it.
Garden State, when he did Garden State, he personally picked all of the songs for the soundtrack, I think. And in this one, it's not really his movie, like you said.
Yeah.
You know who did the music in this one?
Who?
Michael Penn.
Yeah, Sean Penn's brother.
Exactly.
Yeah. What did you guys think of it?
Well, we felt the same way, that, you know, the brutal honesty of it, and the acting was so amazing. You really thought these guys were playing, really living it.
A good movie.
And it was just, you know, a depressing topic is the only thing.
Pretty graphic, too, isn't it, Jenny?
Well, and it was just very realistic. That's what we keep saying over and over again. It just felt, there were times that I was like, I'm sitting with my best friend and I'm like smacking her arm. I'm like, no, don't do it, you know?
You know, I thought it was kind of cool, too, because they showed that the 29, 30-year-olds going through something, and they also showed the other generation, the older generation,
absolutely,
going through kind of the same thing. So it was well done, I thought, for that kind of movie. Too,
yeah. And I thought that there was a beautiful lesson in it in a lot of ways. I loved what the father wound up saying to Zach Braff when he said, I love her, and I just thought, perfect. It's not how you feel about someone, it's how you treat them that matters.
I thought that was perfect.
That was the best line in the whole movie.
Yeah, so it was a great movie. But it wasn't like a let's go, you know, grab some ice cream afterwards. It was like, I'm going home and going to bed right now.
Exactly.
It's not like Scrubs, is it?
No, not like Scrubs at all. So what's going on next week, guys?
Well, next week we're going to go check out School for Scoundrels, which stars Billy Bob Thornton and John Heder, you know, the Napoleon Dynamite guy.
Yes.
And The Guardian, starring Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to those.
Okay, Don and John joining us for Movie Night Traffic Light. You can find out more about them at Movie Night Traffic Light. com, also through our website 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny in the Morning and Movie Night Traffic Light. Thank you guys so much. You have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Jenny.
You too. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.